The drivers that commentator John Fryer saw last weekend don't really care about fuel efficiency. Fryer was at a demolition derby in New England. He sent us this audio postcard.
You might remember an episode of Happy Days, where the Fonz and his girlfriend Pinky Tuscadero enter a demolition derby. This was my only frame of reference when I arrived at the 10th annual demolition derby at the Cheshire County Fairgrounds in Keene, New Hampshire.
My name is Heidi Osga, and I'm from Swansea, and this is my second year. I would like to win this time, yeah. That's what we're aiming for.
They have four qualifying heats and a consolation heat that anybody can go in. The top two out of the four heats make it to the feature, and the top one in the consolation heat goes.
Doing it for 30 years. Yeah, in the winter we look for a lot, in the summer we run about 30 shows.
Heidi Crash and Butch were preparing their gigantic late model American cars for one final self-induced 20-car pileup. The rules are simple. Everyone wears a helmet and a seatbelt. All the glass is stripped from the car. No reinforcements are allowed. No steel bars, concrete, or loads of extra tires in the trunk. No direct hits to the driver's side door. And, most importantly, you have to hit as many cars as you can until your car no longer runs. The county fire department was on hand in case of engine fires. There were at least four. Before the derby, the makeshift pit area was filled with drivers and their crews, hammering down rough edges, welding the doors and trunks shut, and fine-tuning their eight-cylinder gas guzzlers. In the pit, everyone was talking in engine size and horsepower. 5.0, 302, 390, 454, 4-barrel.
Oh, God, we're going to stay.
A large crowd waited for the first qualifying heat. Demolition derbies are far from environmentally correct. Pollution controls are stripped out for added power. The eight-cylinder engines belch a thick gray smoke from the mixture of high-octane gasoline and used motor oil. The cars keep ramming into each other until each and every one is spewing steaming radiator fluid into the muddy mess of track. Oh, and it's totally awesome. The sound is deafening, the acrid smoke so thick that I can taste it. Number 69, Heidi Osga, makes a passenger-side swipe on John Wood's Dodge Polara. Butch steers his 88 Lincoln Town Car into the concrete barrier and sprays the crowd with chunks of mud from his spinning tires. One by one, the engines fail, the wheels come off, entire sections of cars fall to the ground. By the end of the day, only one car, a giant purple station wagon, is still running. An achievement worth $500 to its driver.
Number 40 on our list and the 31 from Swansea, Ron Needham.
I wonder whether this extreme driving affects the contestants' daily runs to the grocery store. One of them, Jeff Blake, tells me that he sometimes has to fight the temptation to rear-end drivers who cut him off. He resists, though. For NPR News, this is John Fryer.
John Fryer is the author of All My Life for Sale and is currently a fellow at the McDowell Colony in Peterborough, New Hampshire.